Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Taking Over by Our Gambia. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Taking Over by Our Gambia, and Our is actually spelled A-W-A, and Gambia like the country, is an 11-track album which was released on October 14th, 2022, under exclusive license to Plus 220. The album has some top-tier features that include ST, The Gambian Dream, Dinah, and Jizzle. So not too many, but some big ones, some heavy hitters out there. Now, I really didn't know much about Our Gambia, but just digging back, she's been on numerous talent competitions, and the latest one she was in was actually in The Gambia, called Africell Be a Star, and out of 24 contestants she was number 2, so she's really, really good. And musically, I really got to know about her probably about 2 or 3 months ago, and this was after her song Meuno Simane Dara, which I probably butchered anyway, hit like millions of views on YouTube. And for a Gambian song to do that, trust me, it's a big deal. The song is sitting on 1.7 million views right now, and it is the opener for this album, and it sounds absolutely amazing. Vocally, she's right up there. She is good. She's really, really, really good. And she sings mostly in the local languages there, and then she does put in some English. For example, on the song We Must Rebel, which is a cover song. And this one is interesting because it has a reggae feel to it, but it doesn't go all the way reggae, which is really, really cool. It's like it just borrows little elements and then doesn't really push it to the limit, but it sounds absolutely amazing. Something that stood out for me on Our Gambia's album from a production standpoint is a lot of the music was fusion, and a fusion of local sounds which really lean to, you know, instruments like the crin, the bolon, conga, kora, thereabouts, those types of instruments, and then they are infused into somewhat more modern sounding beats. And when I say that, take for example, let's take track 3, which is All Eyes on Me, which is featuring ST, The Gambian Dream. That's a drill track, straight up drill. But then when you listen to it, it's a different realm of drill altogether, because it's infused with these local sounds, which I think for the ordinary Gambian, they're going to strike a chord instantly. And then she comes in with singing vocals. She's a singer. She's not rapping on this track. And then ST comes through with more of the drill style you're expecting to hear. And it's like, damn, this is nice. This is unique. This is different. And I think that's how she's managed to tap into a whole different level of Gambian music for the youth, and also something that she could tap into the older generation as well. So it's way bigger than, you know, targeting one niche. And this is really throughout the whole Taking Over album, and with these 11 songs, really, like, she's showcasing who she is. And to be fair, she released an EP last year titled Blessings, I think, and that was after the Africell Be a Star competition, and it made sense for her to drop something because that was a way to keep her top of mind, especially after competing in something that probably most Gambians saw or heard about. you do get a variety of music on the album. For example, the song Lendem is really kind of like R&B-ish, like soul R&B, so to speak. And from a production standpoint, I think it doesn't really reach that finesse per se, but when you listen to it as an African, you kind of understand the sound, if that makes sense. And there are the songs that just touch on different genres. I think Killin' is one of the best songs on here, and it's kind of got that Afro beats with dancehall kind of fusion. And yeah, this one, to me, I think it could be a really, really, really good tune to kind of promote as a single. And most likely it's going to strike a chord with the youthful Gambians. I must say it was really refreshing to get an album from a Gambian woman, where I've only really come across some of the greats like Sona Jobate, for example, who's British Gambian. And this is a game changer in my opinion, and I think Our Gambia is gonna go really, really far. When you listen to her music, you realize that she's got too much talent, plenty of it, and I think she just needs to keep on making more music so that she can prime herself to be able to collaborate with the bigger artists on the continent, and even better yet, other women on the continent like your Yemi Alade's, Tim's, Ira Starr, because she has that thing. And coming from the Gambia, it also means that, you know, she's coming from a small country which is not as visible as other countries on the continent, so she does have her work cut out for her. But I think she's got what it takes, and we'll see how it goes. I rate Taking Over by Our Gambia a 7.5 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.